backlash.
1992, Eastern Europe. With the breakup of the Soviet Union, the tiny Republic of Bogvakia must face the terrifying prospect of independence. Guiding her through these troubled times is a man of courage, a man of destiny, a man who runs a butcher's shop.
Episode 1, A Snog for Europe.
Tibor Backlash, stop messing about with that abacus and look at this.
What is it now, Magda? Can't you see I'm busy trying to balance the economy?
Balance the economy? You can't count past 10 without dropping your trousers.
Oh, I'm sure this abacus is missing some beads.
Come on, Backlash, just look at this magazine.
Oh, let me see. Italian Prime Minister's wife has buttocks raised 3 inches. What, you want a buttock job?
No! Look at what she's wearing. A backless Armani gown. And look at me, the First Lady of Bogvakia.
Magda, you look as lovely now as the day we were married.
That's because I'm still wearing the same dress.
You should be grateful you can still squeeze into it, as long as you use plenty of pig grease.
Ah, Backlash. Back then you were just a trainee slaughterman in the State Butchers Collective.
And you were a swineherd's daughter. Yes, it was a marriage made in an abattoir.
And here we are now, the President and First Lady of Bogvakia. And we're still living in the same flat over the butcher's shop. Why can't we have a palace like other heads of state?
Magda, we can't afford a palace. Bogvakia only has a population of 204, and one of them thinks he's a terrapin living on Neptune.
You know, this independence isn't the holiday camp I was expecting.
Give it time, Magda. After all, Novotnograbsk, Smolensk, Podolsk wasn't it built in a day? Not with all the strikes.
I swear we were better off in the old days when we were still a satellite state of the Soviet Union. Back then, Bogvakia had lots of tourists.
I don't think you can really describe the Red Army as tourists, Magda.
They were always taking photographs, weren't they?
Yes, for the secret police.
Sometimes I wonder why you bothered to rig this election.
Well, somebody has to take responsibility. Somebody has to make sure the trains run on time.
We don't have any trains.
Oh, it's just an expression.
And what are the First Daughter Backlash? Poor little teenage Tanya, downstairs in the butcher's shop, sweating over a hot sausage machine.
Look, I know things are a bit tight right now, but soon we'll be in the EU. Now, Magda, just imagine what we can do with that Dutch butter mountain.
Oh, Backlash, you haven't spoken to me that way in years. That'll be Pyotr Bollocks, the postman, with the mail.
Well, don't just stand there. Go and open the door.
I should have a PA to do this for me.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll add it to the 5-year plan. Now go and let him in.
Pozonia badas, tout le monde.
Pozonia badas, Pyotr Bollocks.
Pozonia badas, Pyotr. But why are you giving us the French tongue?
Because our day of triumph is here. Look, this letter is postmarked Brussels.
Our EU membership at last. Ding, ding, all aboard the gravy train.
Formidable. Well, go on, Pyotr. Read it out.
Dear Mr. Ballsup.
Oh, never mind. Keep going.
Thank you for choosing the European Union as your preferred economic bloc.
Ooh, that sounds promising. I'm getting goosebumps already.
But due to the large volume of high-quality applications we have recently received from Eastern Europe, we must regretfully decline your request to join the European family. Signed, Didi Lefevre, Mistress to the Minister of Brushoffs. P.S. We couldn't find Bogvakia anywhere on the map, Are you sure it isn't a skin disease?
Couldn't find us so much for the spy satellites.
We are a very small country.
You wouldn't say that if you had to deliver the mail.
I suppose you'll be demanding a bicycle that the postman in Slobotnia has.
He's got that because he has a union. Besides, all Slobotnians are liars and thieves. We spit on their ancestors. I said we spit on their ancestors.
Oh, must we do this every time?
It is tradition. Our fathers spat on their ancestors, and their fathers spat on their ancestors, and their fathers spat on their ancestors before them.
Oh, wait. Who's spitting on who now?
It doesn't matter. It's traditional. Spit. Spit for Bogvakia.
We spit on
all Slobotnians.
Well, that solved nothing. We're still not in the EU. Oh, piss ban, Gromyko. What are we going to do now?
War, Backlash. It's the only answer. War.
Calm down, Piotr. We can't fight the whole EU.
Not all at once, perhaps. But we'll take them on one at a time, starting with the easiest, the French. Once they surrender, the rest will go down like dominoes and it's Brussels. Here we come.
He's going postal again, Backlash. It's your own fault for making him Minister of Defence.
He already had a uniform, Magda. Anyway, licking those second-hand Albanian stamps, it sets them off. God knows what they put in that glue.
Ha! We'll see who's laughing when their wine bars are drowned in blood and their cattle are burned to the ground.
Piotr, our military assets consist of a Chinese army surplus motorbike, two muskets and a gas mask.
We can still take them, Backlash. We just need a few good men.
We don't even have one good man.
But the honour of Bogvakia is at stake.
Don't worry, Piotr. We'll defend our honour the way Bogvakians have always defended their honour. We'll find a way to cheat. Come on, Piotr. There has to be something we can beat those snotty Eurocrats at. Read the list again.
The Olympic Games. The Oscars. The Nobel Prize, the Monte Carlo Rally, the Tour de France, the Pan-European Thumb Wrestling Tournament, the Gay Rodeo Mixed Doubles, Blind Man's Buff, and Wimbledon.
And we've no chance in any of them.
Absolutely none, Backlash. Not a sausage. OK, I'll load the muskets and you go start up the motorbike.
No, Piotr, there has to be another way.
Papu, when are you coming down to take over the butcher's shop? Bored.
Oh, Tanya, my precious daughter, why isn't your mother helping you?
She says she's too busy since you made her Minister of the Interior.
Busy? She hasn't even started decorating that front room yet.
Papu, why can't I be in the government like everybody else is?
Because you're only 16. You're not legally corruptible.
That stupid Rudy Spetnik is the same age as me and he's commander of the army.
That's because he's the only man in Bogvakia who knows how to box. Anyway, I thought you liked him.
Rudy Spetnik is a toad. He only looks at girls who wear makeup and wiggle their boopsies.
Young people today, Backlash. When we were her age, we were in the Party Youth Pioneers. 20-mile forced marches through stinking mud, then field stripping an AK-47 while being beaten with steel rods.
Actually, Piotr, most of us managed to skive off with a sick note.
Well, there's nothing for young people nowadays. We don't even get Tony Blackburn since the Red Army dismantled their secret listening station.
Ah, the secret listening station. I remember how they were always complaining about the noise.
I've had enough, Papu. I'm going to lock myself in my room and listen to my Bryan Adams LPs.
Music! That's it, Piotr. Music!
Right, Backlash. We'll form a marching band. Coronets, trombones, tubas, goose stepping down the Champs-Élysées. That'll show them.
No, you militaristic idiot. Listen to me. There's still one way a tiny, backward nation can wreak a terrible vengeance upon the whole European continent. We'll enter the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, you're playing with fire there, Backlash. The Eurovision is a complex network of cynical alliances and ancient hatreds. Besides, Bogvakia doesn't have any decent songs.
Well, that's never stopped the Norwegians. Come on, Piotr, you and I are going to write a song for Europe.
How about this, Backlash? Bing, ding-a-bing.
Well, Piotr, I was thinking of something more soulful, like... Ding, ding-a-bing, ba-da-bop.
Oh, Pizban, it's hopeless. We're just not cut out for this rock and roll life.
No, Piotr, I know we can write this song if we just keep trying.
Papu, is it true? Is it?
Yes, Tanya, my sweet daughter, I'm afraid it is. The pickled beet factory is closing at last. There's just no demand.
No, Papu, not that. Is Bogvakia really entering the Eurovision Song Contest?
Well, that's the idea.
It's a bit of a non-starter without a song, though.
Oh, for Krupkin's sake, Piotr, writing songs can't be that hard. Krista Bird does it.
The jury's still out on that backlash.
But, Papu, I've written a song, and it'll be perfect for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Backlash, I think I'd better go and check on the stationery supplies.
Stay where you are, Piotr. Tanya, it's very kind of you to offer, but I really don't think...
Papu, it's a soul-searing ballad, torn from the tortured heart of a teenage Bogvakian girl who has never known love or contentment. Just listen.
Backlash, do we really have to?
We're cornered, Piotr. We might as well face the music.
I don't want to live like a dog. I want to live high on the hog. I want to curl up by the log fire and snog, snog, snog. Yes, snog, snog, snog. I want somebody to love me. And snog, snog, snog! Well, Papu, what do you think? Well, Papu, what do you think?
It's difficult to put my feelings into words. What about you, Piotr?
It's impossible to put my feelings into words, Backlash. It's not too late to go for the military option.
Do you want to hear the rest? There's another 17 verses.
Oh, I'm sure there are.
I could write more if you like.
No, we don't want to exhaust your creativity. Speaking of which, don't you have sausages to make?
But, Papu, my hands are going dry from all that sawdust.
More lard, Tanya. That's the secret to a good Bogvakian sausage. You can't have too much lard.
And lots of pepper to hide the taste. Look, Tanya, just leave the songwriting to us. We have a nation's destiny to forge.
Oh, you old people are so horrible. I hate you all.
That's still us without a song.
Come on, Piotr, we can do this. I know what we need. A song about how all the nations of Europe must learn to live in peace and love one another.
Well, except for Slavotny, of course. All Slavotnians are festering pig devils!
Yes, of course, that goes without saying, but do we have to go through all that spitting again?
We do, Backlash, we do. The only alternative is fabricating an effigy of the president to throw on a bonfire. And you know how long that takes.
Yes, we never could get the nose right.
Death to all Slavotnians!
Death to all Slavotnians.
Yes, I think you're onto something there, Backlash. A song of universal brotherhood. That's the ticket.
And they like it when you use bits of their languages.
Yes, I will mention lots and lots of places around Europe.
It's a surefire recipe for success, Piotr. We'll show Barry Manilow who writes the songs. There, Piotr. A song at last. I told you we could do it.
Oh, all it took was 5 days without food or sleep. Can I go to the toilet now?
Not yet. We're going to go through it one last time. All together now.
Arrivederci war. Mañana you'll be no more. We'll sing a new anthem, Ya vol, je t'aime, Ya vol, je t'aime, from Krakow to Amsterdam, Ya vol, je t'aime, from Brussels to Birmingham, Bigora!
Fantastic, now all we need's a singer.
Oh, honest, I couldn't, my throat's parched.
Not you, you fool, we want someone who can really sell it.
Boris Brusov knows how to yodel.
Oh, he also suffers from extreme flatulence. That won't get many votes.
Backlash, I couldn't help overhearing that you need a singer for our Eurovision entry.
That's correct, my jewel. Do you know one?
Don't be coy, Backlash. Surely you remember how I sang at our wedding.
Yes, even though everyone begged you not to.
Magda, your own mother rugby tackled you and stuffed your mouth with a wedding cake to shut you up.
I seem to recall that the bridesmaids were very moved by my singing.
Traumatised is the word the doctor used.
I'm sorry, Magda. What we need is a true superstar. A vocalist of international renown who can turn this song into an unstoppable juggernaut of douce-poix after douce-poix.
Backlash, you don't mean...
Yes, I do. I'm talking about the man, the legend that is Tom Jones.
Tom Jones? You'll never get him to sing this rubbish.
Why not? He sang Delilah, didn't he?
Yes. Why? Why? Why?
But Backlash, Tom Jones isn't Bavakian.
He will be, Magda. He will be.
Well, Backlash, I wouldn't have believed it, but in one short week, you've somehow persuaded Tom Jones his forefathers came from Bavakia. And here he is today, visiting his ancestral soil.
Indeed, I think we can say this Tom Jones Homecoming Festival has been a huge success.
Yes, there were literally dozens of people lining the street to greet him, all of them waving leeks and singing, "Help yourself."
Yes, it was a stroke of genius sending him that crake of Bavakian pickled beets. He's really taken to them.
I want somebody to love me and snog, snog, snog.
Piotr, why are you singing that awful song?
Oh, sorry, Backlash. It's quite catchy.
Well, enough of that. Now, what's Tom Jones doing now?
He's posing in front of the mirror with that crown you gave him.
That was quite the cunning plan, cooking up a genealogy that proves he's related to the Bavakian royal family.
Well, it's not like anyone's going to show up to deny it. The royal family were all executed years ago.
When you made that speech about him returning to the green, green grass of home, I swear there was tears in his eyes.
Actually, I think that was because of all the pickled beets he's been eating.
Yes, he's ordered so many we can reopen the factory. Talk about an economic turnaround.
Oh, Pappy, Pappy, look, I've got Tom Jones' autograph.
Where, Tanya?
Here, on the back of my hand. And here, on my ankle. And on some other places too.
Tanya, show a little modesty.
Modesty, Mamu. If your neckline plunges any further, we'll have to get you a wheelbarrow.
Now, now, Tanya, that's all part of the plan. Someone has to charm Tom Jones into singing our entry for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Why can't I charm Tom Jones into singing the song? I'm sure he likes me.
Because this is a job for a woman of maturity and experience. After all, I was Miss Pig Farm Collective for 1971 and runner-up in 72.
Oh, you're all so horrible to me! I never get to have any fun!
Oh, teenagers! I wish we could still send them off on adventure weekends with the young socialist frontier foragers.
Oh, you're right there, Backlash. A few days of tramping through the Urals, being pursued by ravening wolves, that would settle her down a bit.
So, boys, what do you think of my outfit?
Oh, Magda. All those sequins and feathers. It's very sophisticated.
Yes, yeah, very fetching. Just make sure you don't get any food on it. It has to go back to the shop in the morning. Now, is the special candlelit dinner all laid out?
It is, Backlash. I've prepared my spiciest elk goulash with pickled boar trotters accompanied by a bottle of pre-revolutionary Bavakian potato wine. I'll have Tom Jones eating out of the palm of my hand.
Oh, go to it, girl. The future of Bavakia depends on your spicy goulash.
I'll be off then. Don't wait up.
Bon appetit.
Backlash, I know this is very important for our plan, but aren't you a bit worried about Magda having this romantic dinner with Tom Jones?
What do you mean, Piotr?
Well, Magda looks very appealing in that dress, and Tom Jones as well. You know, he's a bit of a sex bomb.
Piotr, are you suggesting I spy on my own wife to make sure she's not getting up to a bit of hanky-panky with an international singing legend? I couldn't possibly do anything so dishonest and deceitful.
Oh, you're right, of course, Backlash.
Of course I am. And that's why you're going to spy on her for me.
Ah, Backlash. Still pacing the floor, I see.
Well, out with it, man. Spare me nothing.
What do you mean?
I mean what happened over dinner between Magda and Tom Jones. Tell me the truth. Were there any flickering shadows of love on the wall?
Oh, not really. After the turnip crumble dessert, Tom Jones told a few really good jokes.
And Magda?
She stood there laughing.
Laughing? Laughing, you say?
That's what people do when they hear a good joke, Backlash. It's not unusual.
And then what?
Well, after all that food and wine, he fell sound asleep, and she laughed no more.
Hello there, boys. What are you talking about?
Oh, nothing, Magda. Nothing at all.
So, what's new, pussycat?
It's all in the bag. Tom Jones has agreed to sing Bavakia's entry in the Eurovision Song Contest. He's also given me the name of a really good reflexologist.
What, you mean like Tom Cruise? Magda, nothing indiscreet happened, did it?
Heavens to St. Krupkin, no. I didn't let him anywhere near me. He absolutely reeks of pickled beets.
It's all systems go then. We're off to Helsinki to compete in Eurovision. What time does the bus leave?
Well, we're on next, right after Mozambique.
Papu, I don't understand. Mozambique isn't in Europe, is it?
No, but it was a Portuguese colony. That's close enough.
Plus, they have a 90-year-old nun who juggles mice singing their entry. Who can say no to that?
Shouldn't Tom Jones be here ready to go on?
I sent Piotr to fetch him. I'm sure they'll be here any minute now.
Here comes Piotr now. But where is Tom Jones?
Disaster, Backlash! Calamity!
Piotr, what have you done with Tom Jones?
He's been taken to hospital, Backlash, with food poisoning.
Food poisoning? Oh, the fool! I told him those pickled beets were well past their sell-by date.
Well, we're in a pretty pickle now.
Oh, we've no one to sing this song after all that hard work.
Backlash, are you forgetting about me? Remember, I offered to sing the song in the first place.
You, Magda, are we really that desperate?
Yes, yes, Backlash, we are. The man out there is making frantic signals at us. If we don't send somebody on now, we'll be disqualified.
All right then, my love. Off you go. Perhaps the international juries will be kind. Or deaf.
I suppose there's nothing to do now but close our eyes and think of Bogvakia.
Well, if they lynch us for this, it'll be no more than we deserve.
Why is Mamu just standing there?
Yes, why isn't she singing? She hasn't got stage fright, has she?
She looks like she's choking.
The presenters are leading her back off the stage.
Magda, what happened? What went wrong?
I can't explain it. All at once I couldn't breathe. And my mouth was full of the taste of wedding cake.
Oh, for heaven's sake, woman. One traumatic experience and you're screwed up for life.
No time to fetch a psychiatrist, Backlash. They're signalling that this is our last chance.
Papu.
Oh, well, that's it. We're done for.
Papu.
Yes, it was a good plan, but doomed to failure, I suppose.
Papu.
Backlash, can't you see the first daughter jumping up and down and waving at you?
Well, I'm trying not to.
Papu.
It doesn't look like we have a choice, Backlash.
Oh, piss, Bangramiko. Has it really come to this? Tanya, have you even learnt the words to Yavol Jatem?
I don't have to, Papu. I'm going to sing Snog, Snog, Snog.
Of course you are. On you go, then.
Oh, thank you, Papu. This is the happiest moment of my life.
Magda, find us a hiding place.
And some earplugs.
I don't want to live like a dog.
So here we are back in Bogvakia, and not a kopeck richer.
A lot poorer, actually, Backlash. The return bus fare to Helsinki has cleaned out the treasury.
Oh, what a disaster.
Don't be so gloomy. Can't the at least be happy for Tanya?
Happy for Tanya? She scored nil point, zero, nicht, nada. Even the UK came in above us, and Keith Chegwin was singing their song.
But she looked so full of joy up there performing in front of all those booing people.
And don't forget Backlash, she got a lot of media attention.
That's right. She's the first act in years to get absolutely no points at all.
Oh, yes, I'm sure that's something we can all be very proud of.
Mamu, Papu, Piotr, look at this.
What's that paper you're waving around? A death threat?
No, Papu, it's a cheque from Teen Scene magazine. They've done a cover feature on me called Revenge of the Singing Teen. One girl destroys Eurovision. Isn't it wonderful?
That's marvellous, my poppet. You're a star at last.
You see, Backlash, I told you there was a lot of media interest.
Here, let me have a look at that cheque, Tanya. Why, it's for 100 British pounds.
Backlash, that's nearly 3,000 grotniks.
Tanya, you know you've always wanted to be part of the government?
Oh, yes, Papa.
Well, I'm making you First Secretary to the Treasury. This is going straight into the National Kitty.
What are you going to do with all that cash, Backlash?
We're going to use it for bribe money, Piotr. We are making a bid to host the World Cup.
Backlash is a Quantum Fridge production, written, produced and directed by Bob Harris and Alan McFadgen, and brought to you by the Peak Performance Players, with John Mitchell as Tibor Backlash, Jane Field as Magda, Claire Fulton as Tanya, and Bob Harris as Piotr Bollocks. This episode was recorded at Sunnybrae Studio 5 and lovingly engineered by AJ Harris. The Backlash theme music was specially recorded for us by the Red Army Orchestra and Choir in 1944. Now that's pre-planning. No Welsh singing legends were harmed in the making of this episode.